You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm joined by the Wordsmith. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Alice?
I'm good. Like I said earlier in the show, the overheating server room is keeping it nice and cozy in
here. Oh, good. Good. Ideal. That's what you want when it's like a cold, rainy Saturday. Not so much in the middle of summer, but
Yeah, now it's nice.
Is it raining up in Auckland?
It sure is.
Yeah, I'm in Tauranga at the moment, and it's just pissing down. So
actually, I'm gonna take that back. It seems to have eased off. I'm just looking out the window, but it was this morning. It was earlier.
Still a bit grey though.
Yeah, definitely very grey.
Shall I tell you about my word for this week?
I would love it if you would tell me about your word.
So the one that I've chosen for this week is the word myopic. So that's an adjective. It's similar to the one last week. If you remember, I chose the word caustic, in the way that it also has a double meaning, the one that's literal and also one that's figurative. So the literal meaning of myopic is that you cannot see objects far in the distance or that you're short-sighted. So you might go to the optometrist and find out that you have myopia. But the second meaning, it applies this first meaning in more of a figurative way. So it means like a lack of discernment or long-range perspective in thinking or planning. So you might be myopic in that you don't have any foresight, or perhaps your plans might be described as myopic if they're quite short-term in their focus. So, yeah, that's my word for this week.
That is cool. I do. I really like the ones that have that literal, more scientific meaning, and then they've taken it and applied it to people and how we operate.
Yeah, exactly, because that's so, you know, the word first began as just having that one meaning of, you know, in that more literal sense, but then over time it sort of became used to be applied more figuratively to describe people who lack foresight.
Excellent. Well, that's one that I'm going to try and use it this week. I mean, hopefully I don't encounter too many people with a myopic point of view, but it comes
up. It's
not
the most positive word.
But let's
maybe
be honest.
I feel like I keep on choosing these words with negative connotations. Perhaps next week I'll choose a more positive one.
Maybe like a good way to describe people so I can stop calling them caustic and myopic.
Okay, I'm on it.
Excellent. Thank you, Wordsmith.
Okay, bye, Alice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.